Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for watching again today. Today I want to talk about the three surefire signs to know if you're being needy. Neediness is something that guys talk about all the time, and it's the worst thing that we could hear from a woman. You're being so needy, you're being creepy. Creepy, needy. Needy is creepy. So I want to talk about what neediness is. I want to give you three surefire signs to know if you're being that guy. Now, first I want to caveat, I want to make a caveat that there are healthy ways to do these three things. It's not that if you're doing these three things at all that you're needy. There are unhealthy ways and healthy ways to do it. The three surefire ways to know if you're being needy are anger, arguing, and feeling lonely. Anger, arguing, and feeling lonely. Once again, there are very healthy, productive, mature, masculine ways to be angry and to argue and to feel lonely. But I want to talk about the ways that are unhealthy. You know you're being needy when you are angry a lot because you're angry out of fear. Fear that you're not good enough. Fear that somebody has disrespected you. Fear that somebody is insulting you or offending you because you're not good enough. It's a question of worthiness. It's a question of self-worth and self-respect. The other reason we argue is because we have unmet expectations. It's often said that expectations are silent demands. Sometimes we have expectations that we want others to meet in the form of rules, hard and fast rules that we have placed on them, silent ones, covert ones, secret demands that we've placed on others. And when our needs are unmet and we've placed them on others and put them in their hands and they don't meet our needs, we can get angry. So that's an immature and that's a very insecure way to be angry. The second surefire way to know if you're being needy is if you find yourself arguing a lot. Arguing comes a lot from needing to defend your honor, feeling like you're not respected enough or you're not good enough, you're not thought highly enough of. And so you argue to defend your honor. Another unhealthy part of arguing is when you're arguing because you want to be right. You have a need to be right. There's this overwhelming, overarching DNA program in you that you want to be right because it somehow validates your worthiness. It validates your worth. Again, you can see there's a trend here. It comes back to your idea of self-worth and needing to validate that. So the first two unhealthy patterns are being angry a lot. If you feel angry and find yourself angry, you're probably being needy. If you find yourself arguing a lot and being defensive and trying to be right, you're being needy. And the third one is more complicated. The third one is loneliness. If you feel lonely most of the time when you're all alone, you're being needy. Let me explain. If you feel lonely most of the time when you're all alone, you're probably being needy. Why? Because there's a big difference between feeling lonely and being alone. Aloneness, in a mature, healthy way, is peaceful. It's harmony. It's introspective. It's quiet. It's confidence. In an unhealthy way, being alone can feel very lonely because you don't have anybody there to tell you you're okay. You don't have anybody there to meet your needs of needing to be paid attention to or being told that you're a good person or a good boy or whatever. So if you find yourself feeling lonely a lot when you're all alone, that's a sign that you're needy. Now, I don't want to leave you hanging. All of us guys have bouts with anger and arguing and loneliness. In unhealthy and healthy ways. So I want to talk about if you're a guy who has felt an unhealthy amount of anger, an unhealthy amount of discord, conflict, and arguing in your life, if you're a guy who's felt an unhealthy amount of loneliness in your life when you're all alone, there's neediness there. This is not an insult. This is really common human condition. But for men, it's especially troubling because we're shamed all the time for being needy little boys, but we're not. This is what I do for men. This is what we do in our one-on-one coaching programs. We do in the group coaching programs. We do on all the retreats. Everything we do at Good Guys to Great Men is to help men see the truth about their neediness and some of the uncertainty and that knot in your stomach that you may have been disrespected, that angry need to fight and argue, and the loneliness that you feel. Once you get liberated from the need to have others tell you you're okay, you adopt this really healthy sense of self-reliance, of fullness, that you're okay. And when you're okay, you're finally able to be in a healthy relationship with someone else. When you're okay, you're full enough to actually be generous and give to somebody else without needing to get something in return. So that's what we're all about. If you want to find out more, click on the links below. And thanks again for watching today. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.